Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Friday, March 19th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by AppFigures. Leading off today, while the so-called Apple Glasses remain several years off in the future, rumors continue to emerge about Apple's virtual reality and augmented reality headset. In a new investor note today, reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo says that specifications for the headset indicate that it will feature sophisticated eye-tracking capabilities. The headset will be able to detect where the user is looking, if they're blinking, and possibly even include iris recognition that will be able to identify users automatically, something similar to Touch ID or Face ID, but for a headset. Kuo has previously described this device as portable, not mobile. This means that it can be used wirelessly, but it is not intended to be worn all day or out and about like a phone. The possibilities for eye tracking include user interaction paradigms like staring at a spot for a few seconds to reveal additional information or blinking to select an item. The headset will also be able to do performance optimizations based on where it knows the user is looking. So this means that the area of the augmented reality world where the user is currently looking would be given more priority in terms of rendering. Then the areas where the user is not looking could be scaled down to save GPU and CPU performance to deliver an overall higher quality VR and AR experience. Kuo is less certain about whether the headset will feature iris recognition, but it is the most natural and elegant choice for doing user authentication on a headset. Instead of entering a passcode or fiddling with a fingerprint sensor, the user could simply put on the headset and it would recognize the details of the iris in order to authenticate. As reported previously, Kuo believes the headset will go on sale next year for around $1,000. It's believed to be kind of a precursor to Apple's eventual glasses product, which is expected to be targeting the entire market, while the AR/VR headset coming next year will be a little more niche. In other news, Intel is continuing its desperate campaign against Apple Silicon. The company has launched a new marketing campaign this week that includes a comparison website for Intel versus the M1 Mac and a new series of videos. The new series of videos stars Justin Long, who appeared in Apple's famous I'm a Mac campaign between 2006 and 2009, promoting the benefits of a Mac over a PC. But in a flip of these Mac versus PC ads, the new Intel videos show Long checking out various PCs and features powered by Intel compared to what Apple's M1 Macs allegedly can't do. Intel mocks Apple over things like the M1 MacBook Pro's touch bar, the lack of touchscreen, supporting only one monitor at a time, a lack of choice, flexibility, and more. Intel has also launched a comparison website on which it says that the M1 Mac just doesn't stack up against PCs. On this webpage, Intel encourages potential shoppers to get real and go PC with their next purchase. Intel reiterates all of its favorite talking points about things like design and touchscreens on this website too. And without actually presenting any of its research, Intel claims that it's got real research to prove that its 11th generation processors offer users more than M1 chips do. Intel says that M1 Macs only have access to limited creation apps, games, and device support, and that PCs are in the lead when compared to Macs in terms of design innovation. And finally, the company says that everything just works on a PC, as opposed to life inside of Apple's rigidly controlled walled garden. But of course, the thing to remember here is that the M1 chip is a low-power, high-efficiency system designed to be put inside Apple's lowest-end Mac Mini, MacBook Pro, and MacBook Air. Apple is expected to unveil even more powerful Apple Silicon Macs in 2021, including new MacBook Pros, a redesigned iMac, and more. These are likely to feature Apple's next-generation silicon, which will be even faster than the current M1. So whether or not this new marketing campaign from Intel ages gracefully as Apple continues to develop Apple silicon remains to be seen, but something's telling me it won't. We are sponsored this week by AppFigures. Do you want to get the numbers behind popular apps and games? This Week in Apps is a new newsletter from AppFigures that rounds up mobile trends and apps every week. It's data first with no fluff, so you can always know the top apps and games, the details behind their performance, and so much more. This Week in Apps is a highlight of my inbox every Friday, and you don't want to miss out. Sign up for free at appfigures.com/newsletter. That's appfigures.com/newsletter. My thanks to AppFigures for supporting 9to5Mac daily. To round out this week, let's check in with Blair Altland from 9to5Toys, who has details on some of the best Apple deals to get you ready for the weekend.
All of this weekend's best Apple-friendly deals are headlined by an iPhone 11 Pro promotion at Verizon, which currently allows you to score the 64GB model for free. That's alongside a bonus $250 credit when you switch from another carrier. Normally fetching $999, today's offer is one of the best we've seen to date across the board and amounts to as much as $1,249 in savings with the added credit taken into consideration. Apple's previous generation iPhone 11 Pro delivers a 5.8-inch Super Retina display that's powered by an A13 Bionic chip and comes backed by 64GB of onboard storage. Around back, there's a triple camera array headlined by a 12-megapixel sensor, and then that's on top of Face ID, wireless charging support, and all-day battery life. Another notable offer today is that Best Buy is currently clearing out select Apple Watch Series 5 models with up to $300 in savings across the board. Amazon is also getting in on the action, discounting cellular models, Nike Plus editions, and many other styles. Our top pick is the stainless steel 40mm GPS Plus cellular model with a space black Milanese loop band for $449. Down from the usual $749 going rate that you would typically pay, today's offer is $50 below our previous mention, a new all-time low, and amounts to the full $300 in savings. Apple's previous generation wearable delivers many of the same features like an always-on display and ECG monitoring as the new Series 6, but with a more affordable price tag further accentuated by today's deal. Alongside the usual roster of exercise tracking features, you'll also find Fitness Plus integration, a swim-proof design, and cellular connectivity on select models that let you untether from your phone. You'll find all the other best Apple-friendly deals today over at 9to5toys.com, and then make sure you go give us a follow on Twitter at 9to5toys so you don't miss out on any of the other weekend's best deals.
That wraps up another week of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or in Overcast or wherever you listen every day. And while you're there, it's very, very helpful to us if you leave us a rating and a review to help more people find the show. Again, my thanks to AppFigures for their support of 9to5Mac Daily. Be sure to find the This Week in Apps newsletter at the link in the show notes below. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.